السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
لبيك يا حسين، لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Dear listeners, welcome to another program of Labbaik Ya Hussein. Again, I'm honored to be joined by Dr. Fani. Thank you very much indeed to be here.
Thank you for having me.
Researcher in Islamic Studies. So, Dr. Fani, as we were discussing the important issues of Ashura, you talked about different things. You took us back to history. You talked about the philosophy of Ashura. You talked about some explanations of some important ziyarat. So, but in order to get closer and closer to understanding the character and personality of Imam al-Hussein, this infallible Imam of ours, we want to know a little bit more about, you know, some of the famous things which he started to teach people of the time, which is echoing throughout the history.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the icon of humanity in terms of living a graceful life. There are many statements from Imam Hussein which is narrated to us in this regard, and I want to take the opportunity at this time to review some of the sentences of Imam Hussein. And these are, each one can be interpreted in ours and be a logo for our life.
Yes.
In one statement, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he was surrounded by the army of Yazid and Ibn Ziyad, he says this, Ala wa inna da'i yabna da'i. قَدْ رَكَزَ بَيْنَ سْنَتَيْنِ بَيْنَ السِّلَّةِ وَالظِّلَّةِ. This person, whose father is unknown, the father of his father was unknown, means this
illegitimate
child of the illegitimate child.
Right.
These people who have no grace in their life.
No ancestors.
Now they have become our rulers, and they are giving us choices. One is a graceful life, and one is death. قَدْ رَكَزَنِي بَيْنَ اثْنَتَيْنِ. He has given me two choices. بَيْنَ السِّلَّةِ وَالظِّلَّةِ وَهَيْهَاتْ مِنَّ الظِّلَّةِ. It is far from us to bow down for these people and accept ذِلَّة, means a disgraceful life. So, indeed, one of the features of a human being, as it makes it a human being, not an animal, is a graceful life.
Yes.
A believer, when he believes in God, when he follows God's order, then he becomes graceful. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Grace is for God and for the Prophet and Messenger of God and for those who believe in God and His Messenger. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, يَا أَبَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. God doesn't want us to accept this disgrace to follow Ibn Ziyad and Yazid's order. The Prophet, all the believers do not accept this from us. وَهُجُورٌ تَابَتْ وَتَهُرَتْ. All the people who have grown up in a purified household, they do not accept this. Again, this is teaching us the difference between a graceful life and a dirty life. Purified people, nice people, those who have been grown up in a legitimate family, a family which has learned the rules of a nice and noble human being, they behave totally different. So Imam alayhi salam says, وَأُنُوفُ حَمِيَّةً وَنُفُوسُ عَبِيَّةً. Those who are always in favor of justice and do not accept any injustice and oppression. Those who are in favor of grace and they don't want to be disgraced. They do not want us to follow Yazid and Ibn Ziyad rulership and this in grace.
Yes.
أن تؤثر ونفوس عبية من أن تؤثر طاعة اللئام على مسار الكلام. There are places that then people are needed to be martyred. It happens for human beings. Good people, they do not prefer a disgraceful life following the rulership of Yazid and Ibn Ziyad and bowing down to them.
Right.
They don't prefer that over a graceful life.
It's a sort
graceful
of,
death.
Yeah, it's a sort of degradation.
Right. A degraded person is having a life like an animal.
Right.
And God wants us to live as a human being, as a graceful living entity. Let me recite some other sentences. Some of them are short, some are long. And it is, as I mentioned, educational process.
Right.
This issue of Imam Hussein is a university, is a school to teach us how to live the prosperous life we should have. This short statement is this: أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ نَافِسُوا فِي الْمَكَارِمِ. O people, exceed one another on absorbing and getting
righteousness.
What is right and piety and righteousness. Because our temptations are strong.
Right.
The shaitan is not sitting alone and watching us. Shaitan is always provoking us to the wrong way. So we have to oppose shaitan. And we have to move on the right path. But not slowly. The word nafisu means you have to exceed one another.
Sort of competition.
Right. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ means on the right path, people should struggle in a way that they are breathing hardly. You know, like you say, means you are doing your best. And it really is important that every moment of our life should not be passed passively and without any positive activity. It is a loss.
Right.
That is why Quran says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Indeed, human beings are in loss. When? It says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. You are in total loss if you can avoid a regular life that many people have. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, believe in God, and then you have to act. عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Do the right thing, all the good things. And in this statement, Imam Hussein says, do not accept to be a middle one, average person. نَافِسُوا فِي الْمَكَارِمِ. On any good thing, you do your best. Be number one.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
In every
indeed.
Action which is good, makarem is all the grace and graceful issues. you have to be number one. Nafisu means be number one. The life is a race.
Indeed.
And in a race, you don't want to be the loser. You want to be number one. Mm-hmm. And Imam Hussein is telling us this. If we have time, I would like to mention another.
Okay, we've got about 3 minutes to go.
3 minutes. I want to briefly mention another statement, and that is a reminder. It is a very famous statement from Imam Hussein. An-nas abidu dunya.
Right.
It is good to be reminded. Imam says, people, most of the people, are obedient to this dunya.
Mm-hmm.
They want money. They want to have sex. They want to eat something. They want to own a property. This is actually the ownership of this world to us.
Animosity.
When we want this materialistic life,
right.
It means we are selling ourselves to this life. So Imam is reminding us, is telling us, be careful. An-nas abidu dunya. The majority of people, almost most of the people, are obedient to this dunya. They are selling themselves for this materialistic life. وَالدِّينَ لَأِغُنْ عَلَىٰ أَلْسَنَتِهِمْ. Even some believers who talk about deen and religion, this is only on the tip of their tongues.
Right.
They don't have a deep understanding and belief in the right path.
Very impressive.
They talk about religion as long as their materialistic life is going on. فَإِذَا مُحَسُوا بِالْبَلَىٰ بَلَّ الدَّيَّانُونَ. When people are taken into examination to the hardship of life, then you will see many people fail. بَلَّ الدَّيَّانُونَ. The true believers are
very few.
Very few. So we have to be careful. Any moment in our life is an exam. Where we are we at the side of truth, at the side of God, or at the side of wrong and lie and shaitan?
Kullu yawm ashura.
Right. This statement, kullu yawm ashura, aw kullu arzan kalbala, that means if you are a true follower of Imam Hussein, you have to decide which part of history are you. Are you in line with Imam Hussein or are you in line with Yazid? And that has to be, shows itself in our life,
right.
In our behavior, in our talk, in our interaction with people, in any hardship. You know, sometimes we want everything to be easy. No, sometimes things are difficult. So this beautiful statement of Imam Hussein is telling, be careful. This materialistic life doesn't worth that you sell yourself for that.
Okay.
Be a good one.
Okay. I was, you know, really impressed by the previous, hadith which you recited.
Sure.
So, Dr. Fani, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome. I am honored to also myself remember these statements.
Okay, that is really kind of you. So, Dr. Fani, thank you.
Sure.
Dear audience, that was another program of Labbaik Ya Hussein. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this program. So, thank you very much indeed for listening. Goodbye.
Depart, you have Imam Hussein, from him I always gain. Karbala's in my heart, from it will not depart. You have Imam Hussein, from him I always gain.